أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين أحمده وأشكره وأستعينه وأستغفره وأتوكل عليه وأصلي وأسلم على حبيبه ونجيبه وخيرته في خلقه حافظ سره ومبلغ رسالاته بشير رحمته ونذير نقمته سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الأطيبين الأطهرين وصحبه المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وصل على أئمة المسلمين وحماة المستضعفين وهداة المؤمنين وصل على بقية الله في الأرضين أوصيكم عباد الله بتقوى الله سيد الصلوات صلى الله عليه وسلم. I thank Allah and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thank for all the favors which are unlimited and remind ourselves and you all brothers and sisters to observe piety and taqwa in our lives and ask Allah for help to observe piety, to build our piety stronger every day and to repent for our shortcomings and our sins. May Allah forgive us all, especially on this beautiful day, Friday, a day of congregation of Muslims around the world to collectively ask for the khair of this dunya and akhirat. Today I will briefly speak about the signs of reappearance of Al-Imam Al-Hujjah alayhi salatu wasalam. And why those signs have been mentioned in the hadith. The verse of Holy Quran which says وَعَلَامَاتٍ وَبِالنَّجْمِ هُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ. In Surah Al-Nahl, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and signs, and by the star they seek guidance. In the ahadith of Ahlul Bayt, the signs are the awsiya of the Holy Prophet, the a'imma, the 12 imams of after the Holy Prophet of Islam. And najm, the star, is the personality of Rasulullah Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Alama means a sign that points to a direction. And each imam in his time was an alamat. Alamat, when the Holy Prophet passed away, each imam came as a sign, as a guide towards the true Islam, towards the haqq, and towards adala, towards falah, and for the qurb of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the hadith, in the books regarding the issue of ghaybat, one of the books is Ghaybat al-Nu'mani, where the riwayat from our sixth imam, Hazrat Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, that the Imam said to Abu Basir, اعرف العلامة فإذا عرفته لم يضرك تقدم هذا الأمر أو تأخر. Recognize the sign, because if you recognize and if you know the signs, then it does not harm you whether the zuhur of Imam is early or late. Knowing the signs, nice signs of the zuhur of Imam alayhi salam. Why these signs have been placed, mentioned in the hadith? Because the period of ghaybat of Imam is pretty long. And many people will lose their faith. Many people will be deviated. And there will be many shurur and fitan, lots of evil and lots of hardships and trials during this time. And the signs that have been given point to the events and changes during this time of Ghaybah to guide us through until the actual occurrence of the zuhur of Imam al-Hujjah alayhi salatu wasalam. Salawat. Muhammad. For example, one of the signs is Khuruj Yamani, Khuruj Sufyani, and other signs that I mentioned. But then there are general signs, and those general signs point to the social evils that and the corruption, moral degradation and corruption that will spread, prevail over the society, engulf the people, engulf most people or all the people in at some degree. And in one very eye-opening and important hadith that I found, that the Holy Prophet of Islam sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he asked Jibreel alayhi salam, Jibreel, he asked him, will you come to earth after my demise? After I am gone from this material world, will you continue to descend and come to this world, this earth? And Jibreel alayhi salam said, yes, Ya Rasulullah, Allah will send me 7 times after you. And each time I come, I will take away one of the treasures from this earth. One of the jawahir I will take with me. First, I will take the barakat and rahmat away. Of course, why these things will be lost is because of the deeds of the people. Allah does not inflict any harm on anyone for no reason. But people will do something that they will lose barakat. Barakat in their mal, in their awlad, barakat in their time, barakat in other things, wealth and what they do with their lives. The barakat and rahmat. Second, haya, from the eyes of men and women. That people will not see any shame, right, with their eyes. Third, ghairat, people will lose their dignity. People will not get any, feel any sense of dignity or honor when they see something evil going on. They will be silent and apathy. Apathy will prevail instead. Fourth, justice will be taken away from the hearts of the rulers. Adalat. They will not have any sense of doing justice anymore. It's all about power and wealth and other things. Fifth, truthfulness will be taken from the hearts of sadiqeen. Those who speak the truth will stop speaking the truth. They will not see any maslihat in speaking the truth, another way. They will see maslihat and lying. So, if lying prevails over society in place of truth, you can imagine what will happen. Deception, justification of crimes, all will happen as a result. Deceiving of people, basically. Stealing wealth, killing of human beings. Sixth, generosity will be taken from the rich people. Those who are affluent, right, they will stop spending wealth for other people, helping people, you know. Those who are destitute, they won't care about picking them up, helping, supporting the orphans, helping, supporting the cause of the mustazafin, oppressed, protecting the, for example, young people, protecting families, protecting orphans, other people. And generosity for Islam and deen as well. Stop, like most people will not, unless there is a personal interest involved, a lot of people will not do that. Seventh thing that which Jibreel said, I will take away, is iman from the hearts of believers. Of course, it might sound like, you know, iman, we lose. No, it's not talking about all the people, obviously. But it is talking about the intensity of the examination. How hard it will be to protect the iman. For example, this famous hadith, many of you have heard it from the Holy Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where he said, يَأْتِ عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٌ الصَّابِرُ مِنْهُمْ عَلَى دِينِهِ كَالْقَابِضِ عَلَى الْجَمْرَةِ. He said, a time will come for the people where the person who endures and is steadfast on his faith or her faith, right, on his deen, he will be like a person who is holding fire in his hand. Jamra, like angara, you know, Urdu, like, I don't know what you call, burning stone in his hand, like fire in his hand. That is how hard it will be to keep our faith intact. Of course, faith is lost through one of the two ways. One is through lack of knowledge and understanding. You get confused when other people give their arguments, a person fails to understand the truth. The other is in the exercise of morality, practical wisdom, which is the exercise of morality. A person knows something, does not have the courage to do something, or lack of self-restraint, or other things. But on the other hand, the immense amount of praise for the mu'minin in the time of ghaybat, you will find a lot of literature on this subject. Those who stay steadfast. From Imam al-Sajjad, alayhi salatu wasalam, in the book Kashf al-Ghumma and Bihar al-Anwar, volume 52, our Imam said, مَنْ ثَبَتَ عَلَى مُوَالَاتِنَا فِي غَيْبَةِ غَائِمِنَا أَعْطَاهُ اللَّهُ أَجْرَ أَلْفَ شَهِيدٍ أَوْ مِثْلَ شُهَدَاءِ بَدْرٍ وَأُحُدٍ. Imam alayhi salam said, whoever stays strong, firm on our on obedience, muwalatina, and love of Ahlul Bayt in the ghaybat of their 12th Imam, right, of Imam Hujjah alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the ajr of 1,000 martyrs, like the martyrs of Uhud and Badr, because martyrs and shuhada have also different ranks. Ajr of 1,000 martyrs like the martyrs of Badr and Uhud is the reward of the people who stay on the path of Ahlul Bayt. Right? Of course, staying on the path of something means we continuously educate ourselves on the teachings of Ahlul Bayt, because that's what counts. The real education is we have so many fields of knowledge and they're all good, but they serve the purposes of this life. But the knowledge and ma'rifat of Ahlul Bayt, the teachings of Ahlul Bayt, they relate to this life and the next life. They show, they are like the alama, they are the signs that you follow the signs, you will have the khair and success of this life and the khair of next life. Hasanat of this dunya and hasanat of the next one. We are not people who only seek hasanat of this dunya or only hasanat of next life. Of course, we are born in this world. There must be a legal framework, a moral framework to live this life, which has been given to us, which brings the blessings and success in this life. In addition to success in the next life, which is eternal, you can do the same good action just to please people, or just to feel good, or you can do the same exact action with the niyat of ajre manavi, thawab ukhrawi, for the sake of reward and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The same exact action two people do, one gets only praise and benefits of this life, the other one gets this life and the next one. Even if he doesn't or she doesn't get here reward in this life, but the reward in the next life is guaranteed. And that is more important because that extends to eternity. And that is the main difference between a believer and a non-believer. Non-believers do a lot of good things, right? No one is denied, you know, the khairat of this dunya, a person who feeds orphans, right? Without the intention of serving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will have benefits in this life. But what is the difference? We are saying this to do the same things, but the intention makes a lot of difference. The niyat of ma'naviyat, the niyat of alam al-akhirah, you know, the next life, makes all the difference. Of course, a person who believes is a person who knows. A person who knows is a person who is convinced. A person who is convinced will have faith about something, will take some action about it. A person who is not educated will not have faith. Whatever level of education, the more the faith is. The more the faith is, the more actions will follow that. Please recite a salawat. May Allah bless us all and make the zuhur of Imam al-Islam close and increase our knowledge. This is a vast subject, inshallah. We'll continue. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wal asri inna al-insana lafi khusr illa alladhina amanu wa amilu s-salihat wa tawassaw bil haqqi wa tawassaw bil sabr. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا بالقاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آله الأطيبين الأطهرين المنتجبين سيما علي أمير المؤمنين والصديقة الطاهرة سيدة نساء العالمين صلوات على محمد والحسن والحسين سبطي الرحمة وإمامي الهدى وعلي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلاف القائم الحجة حجتك على عبادك وأمنائك في بلادك وصل على أئمة المسلمين وحماة المستضعفين أوصيكم عباد الله ونفسي بتقوى الله ونستغفر الله لي ولكم. May Allah forgive us and all the mu'mineen and mu'minat who have passed away. Again, a reminder of taqwa for all of us. Today we live in a very turbulent world, and so I'll begin with the condolence to the Imam of our age and all the community for the wafat of Hazrat Ummul Baneen, Salamullah alayha, the Allahumma salli ala madha. This great lady who became like a mother to the children of Hazrat Zahra, Salamullah alayha. Allahumma salli ala. And care for them like a khadima, like a servant, right? And she had for four of her own sons, and those sons, she sent them all to Karbala with Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam. And her house later on in Medina became the place of azadari of Bani Hashim. And she used to weep and cry in Baqi until the enemies who were passing by that place would see and cry with her. And she continued that until she passed away. May Allah resurrect us with Janab Ummul Baneen and give us tawfiq of ziyarat of her qabr in Medina, inshallah. Today the events in many places are... they require a lot of our attention and prayers. One is the issue in Yemen right now. We condemn the atrocities of the Saudi government and the Gulf states who have made this coalition, not against the enemies, not against Israel, not against any injustice, rather a coalition designed to bombard, to bomb the and kill the people in Yemen. They tried their best to keep their own puppet in power in Yemen, and they failed. Now desperately trying to to basically regain some sort of influence in Yemen. People of Yemen are very faithful and they have very high moral standards. And I was checking in the riwayat how Islam came to Yemen, and it's a subject of interest really for all of us, that the person who brought Islam to Yemen is Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. Allahu salam. He was around 29-30 years age. The Holy Prophet, when he heard that Khalid bin Walid and others who had gone, they failed to spread Islam, and he was worrying, and he asked Imam Ali. He couldn't, obviously, no one else was there like Imam Ali, and he asked him to go to Yemen and take control of the affairs over there and become a qadi for the people and resolve their problems and spread the message of Islam there. And Imam asked the Holy Prophet, I am young and you're sending me to people who are older than me, and I have no experience of qaza. As this riwayat, a number of these, the Holy Prophet put his hand on the chest of Ali Murtaza alayhi salatu wasalam. Allahumma salli. Allah give him knowledge and guidance, right? And he gave the advice that, O Ali, when two people come to you in a dispute, listen to both parties before you express any opinion. As you listen to the second party, haq will become clear to you. And of course, it does not become clear to every person because need requires a lot more wisdom. But to Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the Prophet has given this gift that when you listen to people, you will know the truth. And Imam said, I never had any doubt or confusion in my mind whenever I came across a situation where two sides were involved and came to me. And many accounts of Imam's judgments in Yemen are narrated in history. Just as there are many accounts from Kufa, there are some from Yemen as well. And the uprising in Yemen is one of the, I could say, like a facts of history that of the future that have been mentioned in the ahadith. And find that I don't have a lot of time, but from our fifth imam, he said, يَكُونُ خُرُوجُ السُّفْيَانِ مِنَ الشَّامِ وَخُرُوجُ الْيَمَانِ مِنَ الْيَمَنِ. Imam said the uprising of the Sufyani, nowadays Sufyanis, this movement has taken, went to many countries and they are being defeated right now. And the uprising of Yamani will be from Yemen. And they said that when this happens, the message of the Yamani will be the truest message and the message of Haq. Obviously, these ahadiths, and when we look at these events, it does make us think strongly. And it increases our faith, you know. These are the signs put in our way to guide us until the Imam comes. If there were not these signs, right, then there are people of weak faith. They might not wait too long. Intizar is may encourage so much, intizar and waiting for that. But these make it easy for them, us, to know. And these are basharat, good things that are coming, and we hear these every day. In Iraq, the defeat of the Daesh and these terrorists over there, and the liberation of the city of Takrit and all these one by one, and inshallah, Mosul will also be liberated soon. These are things that are mentioned in Hadith. Of course, the actual event of Zuhur of Imam is an occurrence that will suddenly happen. Suddenly happen. When it happens, we don't know. I will just finish with a beautiful Hadith from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam. Regarding the ayah that says, Amma, which we all read, Amma yujibul multarra idha da'ahu wa yakshifu su. For people who are not well and for people in distress, and particularly we say it for Imam Zuhur, right? And Imam alayhi salam said in this hadith, which is in Ghaybat Shaykh Tusi, the book, and Ghaybat Normani, Imam alayhi salam said, the person meant in this ayat, al-mudtar, Amma Yujibul Mudtar, right? It is my son Al Mahdi alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah. And when the last Laylatul Jumu'ah, the last Thursday night comes in the time of Ghaybah, the very last, my son will enter the mosque in Kufa. And after offering his Maghrib and Isha prayers, he will put his head in sajda until the dawn. From Isha up till the dawn, and he will cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this, he will recite this ayah. He will continue to recite this ayah and cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until Jibreel will come with the izn of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the zuhur of Imam, for the basharat of permission of Allah to come out from ghaybat. These are all signs for us to strengthen our beliefs, and there are a lot of these, because Ahlul Bayt care for us and our guidance, and the only path is the path of Ahlul Bayt, and there are unlimited signs so that people will get the ma'rifat of Imam. How true! And this is for a person, a lay person like myself, so that a door will be open, so that there's always a connection. Alhamdulillah, this connection is getting stronger. One last thing I forgot to mention is the nuclear deal between Iran and US. They accepted the right of peaceful nuclear use for Islamic Republic of Iran. And a lot of other things alongside that. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us this power and influence, that the same people who were trying to deny basic rights are forced to accept the rights. There's no use in confrontation. Bombing civilizations, killing people, aggression, invasion of countries, all of that. In the end, it comes to nothing. Alhamdulillah, people have woken up, people are strong and united, and now the world is coming to see the truth of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us all and give nusrat and peace to this world. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Iza ja'a nasrullahi wal-fath wa ra'ayta an-nasa yadkhuluna fi dinillahi afwaja fasabbih bihamdi rabbika wastaghfirhu innahu kanat.
امید غریبان تنها کجایی؟ چراغ سر قبر زهرا کجایی؟ تجلی طه گل عشق مولا، دل آشفته داغ آن کوچه غم، گرفتار گودال خونی، دل افکار غمهای زینب، سیاه پوش قاسم، عزادار اکبر، گل باغ لیلا، پریشان دست علمگیر سقا، نفسهای سجا، نواهای باغ، دعاهای صادق، کسه بی کسی های شبهای کازم، حبیب رضا و انیس غریب جواد الامه، تمنای هادی عزیز دل اسگری، پس نگارا بفرما کجایی، کجایی، کجایی. دلم جز هوایت هوایی ندارد، لبم غیر نامت نوایی ندارد، وضو و اذان و نماز و قنوتم بدون ولایت بهایی ندارد، دلی که نشد خانه یاس نرگس خراب است و ویران صفایی ندارد، بیا تا جوانم بده رخ نشانم، بیا تا جوانم بده رخ نشانم، که این زندگانی وفایی ندارم، که این زندگانی وفایی ندارم.